You're listening to AM 930 WEOL Spotlight on Lorain, presented by the North Coast Building Industries Association, and this portion brought to you by the North Coast BIA, building lasting value for over 70 years. And joining us this morning, Mary Felton with the North Coast BIA. Thank you for coming in. We saw her, where was that? Was that Oberlin or was that, well, yes.
Good morning. Yeah, it was Oberlin.
Okay, right. I remember that too. We did a little brief stop in Wellington for one spotlight before we came out here to Lorain as well. That was when we were in Oberlin with the giant pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't invited for the giant pancakes.
Oh, they have the pancakes, the giant cinnamon pancakes, French toast over there. Now we just got a lot of paperwork here. We're at the title office.
Your passport or your boat title.
Right. I think, right. Right next to the Lorain Palace. So how are things going now with the North Coast BIA? The last time we talked was prior to the big event over at the
home show.
The home show that you had there as
yes,
well.
Yes, we had the home show at the JVS, and we were honored. We had Tim Alcorn from you guys doing some spots in the morning. That went very well. So this is kind of happened for me every week. I don't know what's coming next week where you want me to talk, but well, I can do it.
And that's the job sometimes, to get the word out.
It is promote
things as well. And that's the thing with the North Coast Building Industries Association. People sometimes not even sure what that means or who's involved or why should I be concerned about it, I guess. But from a consumer standpoint, it's a place to go, resources that for everything.
That's exactly what it is. It is an association. NCBIA, you know, stands for the North Coast Building Industry Association. But it's not just builders. There's a lot of resources there. There are certain trades, whether it be roofers, framers, heating and air conditioning, bankers, title companies. So it's a source in that industry for a lot of consumers.
Sometimes you have general contractors, but if you have a specific job, there's even those people that have a specialty in a certain part of the construction industry that could probably be of more benefit to you.
We have many remodelers as well. So, you know, we were a much larger association at one point. We've slimmed down just a little bit when the economy, you know, was taking a rougher time. Now we are getting new members every day. I think we have 27, 29 just in the past couple of months that are joining. So great association, great resources for the members themselves, not just for the consumer.
Why do you think more people are getting on board? Is it a reflection of the economy? How would you describe it?
I would definitely say it's a reflection of the economy. And I think more and more people are understanding you need to be part of an association, people that can give the company's resources as well to do their job correctly, reputation. A lot of people call the association looking for a good member. So it is better. People need work in our industry, and when you belong to an association that does a lot of networking, there's your place.
That also is indication, I guess, how the housing industry is going. What's the word on the street? How are the houses moving? Or what's available out there for people?
Well, I can honestly say, working for Fidelity National Title, and I was just telling this fine gentleman, I'm celebrating 20 years, so I definitely love what I do. And we are seeing, number one, there's not a lot of inventory out there for resale. So what's happening is that more new construction is even selling. So it's great for the people listing their homes with real estate agents, because they're going off the market in a week. But for all the buyers out there, you know, they're having to find something. So there's a lot more buyers than there is people selling their homes. We didn't see that some years back. There's, you know, the foreclosures are almost gone. So this is great, because it's just really beefing the industry and the community. It's positive. You go out there, I'm in the field every day. People are happy. It's a great time. Interest rates are extremely low. So it is the time, and it's spring.
Spring meaning what? Time to get
buy,
out.
Buy, sell, move.
So if you've got a house and you want to put it on the market, again, depending on location and price, if you put it on the market, you better be ready to have another option, because
correct,
in a week, you might have a done deal.
Absolutely. That is exactly what's happening. Exactly.
And that shows how it spurs, because then you have to get movers, people involved with that, and so there's a lot that goes into. Even sometimes when you're getting ready to sell, you get the landscapers out there just to get things.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice, looking good for the curb appeal too.
And at the NCBIA, there is landscapers. There's a lot of people that will come in and stage and help. So it's a great time.
You mentioned your company. What goes into making a good title company?
Number one, Fidelity National Title is the largest underwriter in the country. So we have that behind us. Our office has been around 60, 70 years in our area. We were in downtown Elyria under another name at one point. Then we took Lawyers Title, which Fidelity was the underwriter for them. We finally took on Fidelity National Title to be the largest. Same people, no turnover. We have employees that probably go up to 300 years in our office. Great company. A lot goes into it. When I started, there was three title companies. Now there's probably a couple hundred. So it's really progressed. But knowing the people, knowing who you can trust, we're a neutral third party to the transaction. So it is very important for everybody in each end to know we're not a fly-by-night company. We're solid. We want to be there for you. We've been around a long time.
This is the place you go when you're signing your name. How many signatures do you sign when you go through?
Well,
that?
You know, I'd like to say it's paperless, but the packages seem to get a little larger. The regulations changed for our industry in October for the lenders. So it has added some paperwork, but it's going great. The girls that do our closings in the office, all the escrow officers, they're wonderful. It can be a stressful time for a buyer or a seller, but we are there to try and make it, you know, the American dream, what you want to do, buy a home.
And really it's for the protection of all of the parties concerned.
All the parties, which is why I call us, a neutral third party, because we are there for every entity of the transaction.
Well, North Coast Building Industries Association, as well, as kind of a third party when people are looking to try to meet what their needs is for people who have services. If people are interested in getting some details about who's out there or maybe even joining, how can they go about doing that?
You can go on our website, which is www.ncbia.com, or you can call the office at 440-934-1090, and they would be glad to direct you.
Sounds great. Mary Felton with the North Coast Building Industries Association and Fidelity National Title, thanks for coming in this morning and being the sponsor for our spotlight here in Lorain. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.